From Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan on our A Healthier Michigan today, Shanti Apollo joining us, registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. When times are stressful, I don't know about you, Shanti, but I love to eat.
Same, but some people don't. Some people it affects them completely the opposite.
Oh, where they don't eat enough. So are we tackling this from both angles then?
We are. And the reason I say that too is because the relationship between nutrition and stress is kind of bidirectional. So they both affect each other, right? So stress can affect our eating habits. You know, for us, we maybe overeat. For others, maybe they are eating less. And then under chronic stress too, when you think about it, it's really hard to maintain your healthy habits. Maybe we're not eating on the same schedule. Maybe we're not reaching for the healthiest things. And on top of that, we have this stress hormone called cortisol. And when we have chronic stress, that hormone can just be in overproduction. And that hormone, unfortunately, tends to make us pick foods that are higher in fat and sugar. And it actually tends to increase around our waist more, that weight that we gain as a result of it.
All right. So understanding how this works is very helpful to hopefully avoiding all of that. Let's first talk about one's metabolism and how that correlates with stress.
Yeah, so there was actually an interesting study, a double-blind randomized control trial, kind of the creme de la creme of research studies published in Biological Psychiatry. And they looked at someone who had a stressful event, or people who had stressful events, and their consumption of a high-fat meal the next day. And what they found was that these high levels of stress were associated with burning less calories. And so much so that having a stressor the day before a high-fat meal could result in an 11-pound weight gain over a year.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
Yeah. Wow. So it does decrease our metabolism, and it can also impact our nutrients a little bit. And one key one is going to be magnesium. Magnesium is a nutrient that we definitely need to understand a little bit more about in terms of stress, but it's thought to be this helpful nutrient in regulating cortisol levels and promoting relaxation. So in that way, it can help us in times of stress. But something that happens is that when we're stressed, our magnesium levels tend to go down a little bit. So there's this kind of inverse relationship there too. So it can be a good idea to load up on foods like, for example, pumpkin seeds. Chia seeds tend to have a lot, almonds, cashews, you're hearing a lot of nuts there. Spinach and black beans are also rich in magnesium.
Now, I know that you are an advocate of getting this nutrition from foods, getting those kinds of vitamins, et cetera, from foods directly. But should we be taking a magnesium supplement knowing this?
You know, they can be helpful, but sure, I'm always a food first advocate. Something to be aware of with magnesium supplements, especially magnesium citrate, is that it can promote bowel movements. So just something to keep in mind that there are some side effects that people want or some people don't want.
Okay. So any other nutritional strategies that we should be considering when trying to combat stress?
Yeah, so including some probiotics can be a good idea. So you think of your fermented vegetables, yogurt, and the reason for that is because our gut is kind of called our second brain. It's where 90% of our happy neurotransmitter serotonin is produced. So the thought is, if we can support our gut and make it happy, we may help with our mood regulation and stress management. Another thing that you can think of including, and this is something that's healthy overall, but omega-3 fatty acids. So think your fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, even flax seeds and walnuts is going to have it on the plant-based side. But basically, it's associated with lower inflammation, and it can also reduce cortisol levels. It was that kind of stress hormone we talked about briefly that, you know, makes us crave those fatty, sugary foods.
These are great suggestions. Shanti Apollo with us, registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And our listeners can go to ahealthiermichigan.org and get this information and great recipes and other nutritional content on there to help you with these sorts of things. Again, ahealthiermichigan.org. Let's talk about goal setting tips and what we should be keeping in mind to make eating healthy simpler, because this is a lot for people to absorb and to try to understand. So what should we be setting as goals in this arena?
Yeah, so one thing is try not to skip meals and try to keep to that regular schedule. I mentioned a few nutrients, and something that can be really helpful is to keep complex carbs kind of steady in your diet, especially when you're stressed, because that's going to keep that energy level very stable. It's going to give you the nutrients and kind of the energy that you need to support your body. Another thing that you want to do is to keep healthy pre-portioned snacks handy. So if we're stressed and we have no desire to cook, we're probably not going to reach for, something healthy. We're not going to chop up a salad and toss it in a vinaigrette and prepare a healthy protein grill, marinate it, make this healthy meal. So instead, maybe we can go to the grocery store, load up on things, pre-sliced vegetables, Greek yogurt with some, like, I love those pre-mixed ranch seasonings, things like that, so that they're handy, they're something you can grab on the go. And then also keeping those front and center. So if we see the unhealthy foods at the, at the front of our fridge, front of our pantry, we're more likely to reach for those. So it can be a good idea to keep the good stuff
Yes,
front and
because it's
center.
very easy to use these kinds of things as an excuse that you don't have time to make a salad or do XYZ. But if you've got it ready to go in your fridge, it just makes it so much easier. So really help yourself get ahead in this area. Shanti, finally, remind us about nutrient-rich foods that we should be eating during times of stress. What are they again?
So, I mentioned the probiotics, the magnesium-rich foods like the black beans, nuts, and spinach. But honestly, those whole grains, those really just balanced diet is going to be the most helpful. Because when we think about it, when we don't eat a balanced diet, we're not getting the nutrients we need. And sometimes that can fall flat in terms of our body functions. So, to get the most energy and to feel our best, that balanced diet of, my plate fitting in some proteins, carbs, fruits, vegetables is going to be the best bet.
Shanti Appolo, registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And this is great, learning about your nutrition and its impact, especially during stressful times, and how you can manage those stressful times better. For more information, go online to ahealthiermichigan.org.